Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Reuters is reporting that the UK Cabinet Office says it has received the copy of Sue Gray's report into lockdown breaches in Downing Street and government offices. And the report has been passed to the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, who says that he's going to make a statement to Parliament on Wednesday today on that Sue Gray report. So no word on whether it'll be published or not. We know that the most senior civil servant, Simon Case, won't be resigning and won't be sacked by Boris Johnson over Partygate. That's the latest news, but it seems to be coming through in drip-drip format, so we'll bring it to you as soon as we have any more on that. Now, here, the Minister for Justice is addressing the Garda Representative Association's annual conference in Westport around now, and she is expected to announce the introduction of facial recognition technology. This would allow Gardaí to conduct rapid automated searches for suspects in criminal investigations. Now, it's understood the minister will stress that there are occasions where public safety, tackling crime and national security must override the absolute right to privacy. And I'm joined on the line now by James Lawless, Fianna Fáil TD and chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Justice. Thank you for joining us on the programme this morning, James.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Your committee has completed its pre-legislative scrutiny on the Garda Síochána bill, the digital recording bill. That will allow the force to use body cams. But before you've even published your report, the minister says she wants to add facial recognition technology to that very bill. Do you feel that she's jumping the gun?
Well, we scrutinised this last year. We had a number of hearings on this in September and October of last year, and we looked at the context of body cameras for Gardaí to have on the person when they're out and about, and we made a number of recommendations. So I'm very interested to see what the Minister says. I suppose the devil is always in the detail. A few of the things that we said were, one, that there should be a pilot exercise of this, that rather than rolling it out en masse straight away, we saw recently with the Facebook glasses, the Meta glasses, people didn't know that people going around with glasses that were basically recording them. And they might say, oh, there's little kind of devices, little light flickering in the corner. Nobody really expects that in their glasses or indeed on a Garda uniform. So a little light flickering may not be enough. So we've said one of the things they need to do is a big public consultation exercise to basically inform the public this is happening, run a pilot so people are expecting this. We also said that this should be done in a very sensitive, managed, controlled fashion. So, for example, if you're interviewing somebody, perhaps a sensitive situation, maybe domestic violence, somebody reporting an offence or in the aftermath of an offence, they may not want that to be captured on camera. They may be very vulnerable. There are a number of situations where it would not be appropriate. So they certainly have a role. And look, we just heard the horrific news I heard earlier in the programme from the States. And look, we know there's times and places where apprehension and identification of people about to, I suppose, commit an offence or perhaps, you know, in the aftermath need to be, I suppose, stopped basically and apprehended and identified. So there's certainly a role there.
Mm-hmm.
But it needs to be done sensitively.
So where is the line? That's the question. And what's your response to what the Minister is saying in relation to national security overriding the right to privacy? Should that only be used for serious crimes or should it be geared towards all levels of criminality?
So I would have a concern about the use of artificial intelligence. So there was a report, the Met Police have been using this for a couple of years in London, and there was a report produced in 2019 that said 80% of cases, they actually identified the wrong person. So trying to identify, I suppose, a face on a street or somebody in a crowd, they actually 4 out of 5 times got the wrong person.
Oh my goodness, 80% of the time it was wrong.
Yeah, that's a report from 2019 in the Met in London. Now, the police would say, they may not have been the person they were looking for, but it may have been a person of interest. So they might argue the detail, but certainly in well over half the cases, up to 80%, it was wrong. So, you know, there has to be a human intervention. That was an example of artificial intelligence. So that kind of a machine basically scanning the footage as it was coming into a live cam and then feeding into Gardaí or police on the street to say, go get this person or track this person down. So there needs to be a human being. I think the Minister is saying that today. I think she's going to say that there has to be human intervention, and I would strongly support that. I think that's really key. Because we can't get into an Orwellian society where a computer says arrest, you know, a computer says no, but a computer says go get them, and actually it's the wrong person. That would be a dystopian nightmare. So we really have to be careful how we do this and how we roll this out.
Yeah, there's a campaign against this in the UK as well, and clearly there are people here who say it is the wrong road to go down too. But it's just interesting, as you say, because it is in use in a number of police forces in the UK to see where the debate has gone there. And there's an organisation called Big Brother Watch, and they say Parliament has never debated facial recognition or passed a law allowing it to be used. The public public wants police to catch criminals, but no one wants dangerously inaccurate tech turning our streets into police lineups. Would that be a fear that you would share?
Well, it would, absolutely. And we heard from people like the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, the Data Protection Commissioner, all gave evidence at our hearings into this. And they would have raised a number of those concerns, I suppose, from a privacy perspective. There's also a degree of profiling, be that ethnic or racial profiling. They tend to disproportionately identify people of certain ethnicities. So there are certainly concerns as how this could be used. As I say, it has a role, and I suppose direct evidence, there's never any substitute. You know, if there's a dispute as to what happened at an arrest or at the scene of a crime or during a search, there's nothing better than direct evidence for either side to rely on to say this is exactly what happened. But it has to be done in a way that is sensitive, that has all the checks and balances, that it respects privacy, and that is not overused and abused. I think that's the key here.
Do you think there would ever be a circumstance where this sort of technology could be used for surveillance?
I suppose sometimes when people get a new tool, they say at the start that it's going to have limited usage, but it can very easily come into a far more common usage, and that slippery slope can occur. So I would have a concern about that, unless it's done right at the start. The bill that has yet to go through the House on this will have to have all those, I suppose, checks and controls. So, for example, at the moment, if you get a search warrant, someone's being detained in custody for a period of time, there must be judicial oversight. It must go to a court and get that all signed off. That sort of oversight, if there's going to be a particular rollout or a particular phase of this, or if it's going to be used in a particularly sensitive situation, you would expect some degree of oversight to be required so that somebody can actually say yes or no.
Just going back to where we started, given that your committee has done the scrutiny now on the digital recording bill, but this facial recognition technology isn't there, what happens now?
So the bill will have to come back around again. It hasn't gone to the Dáil yet, so we had visibility of it in our hearings, and we were looking at specifically body cameras. Now, body cameras, I suppose there's more to that than just the facial recognition, that there's a lot going on in that bill as it is. But this will have to come back into our committee. There will be a second stage in the Dáil. There will be committee stage at our committee if we will review it again. And I would hope that when the bill is published, the Minister hasn't published the bill yet, is my understanding. She's talking about it today in generality. But I would hope and expect that it will reflect at least some of the recommendations we made at those hearings.
James Lawless, thank you for joining us. James Lawless, Fianna Fáil TD for Kildare North and Chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Justice. Back after this.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.